1.
Vehicles passing, horns honking. 2.
People chattering, footsteps echoing. 3.
Elevator clattering. 4. People chattering, laughing. 5. Man, thank you very much, sir. 6.
You did a wonderful job. Wonderful. 7.
Men laughing. SHH. SHH. 8.
Man, we did it, Pete. We did it. 9.
Laughter continues. 10. Man number 2, for a moment, we had our doubts. Garge. 11. Perfunctorily to continue, you've listened to a long and complex case. 12.
Murder in the first degree. 13.
A premeditated murder is the most serious charge tried in our criminal courts. 14.
You've listened to the testimony. 15.
You've had the law read to you and interpreted as it applies in this case. 16.
It's now your duty to sit down and try and separate the facts from the fanti. 17.
One man is dead. Another man's life is at stake. 18.
If there's a reasonable doubt in your minds as to the guilt of the accused. 19.
A reasonable doubt. 20. Then you must bring me a verdict of not guilty. 21.
Now if, however, there's no reasonable doubt. 22. Then you must in good conscience find the accused guilty. 23.
However you decide, your verdict must be unanimous. 24.
In the event that you find the accused guilty. 25.
The bench will not entertain a recommendation for mercy. 26.
The death sentence is mandatory in this case. 27. You're faced with a grave responsibility. Thank you, gentlemen. 28.
The alternatures are excused. 29.
Coughs. 30.
The jury will now retire. 31.
Scattered chattering. 32.
Man at window, try this one. See if I can get it. 33. Man number 2, it's a muggy day. 34.
Hey. Oh, oh. Horns honking. 35.
Chuckles. 36.
Exhales. 37.
Horns honking. 38.
Piece of gum. No, thanks. 39. Banging on window, this thing is. 40.
Huh? Move it. 41.
Come on, I'll give you a hand. Give me a hand with that. 42.
That's it. 43.
Sighs, exhales. 44.
You know something? Yeah? 45. I called the Weather Bureau this morning. 46.
This is gonna be the hottest day of the year. 47.
Could be. 48. Boy, you'd think they'd at least air condition these places. 49.
What is your name, sir? Oh, it's, that one, yeah. 50.
Thank you very much. 51.
Okay, gentlemen, everybody's here. 52.
Now, if there's anything you want, I'll be right outside the door. 53. Just knock. Okay, thanks. We will. 54.
Key turns and knock. 55.
Good morning. 56.
I never knew they locked the door. 57.
Sure they locked the door. What do you think? 58.
I don't know. It just never occurred to me. 59.
What's that for? 60. Oh, I thought we might want to vote by ballot. 61.
Great idea. Maybe we can get him elected senator. 62.
Laughing, coughing. 63.
Just in case, you know. 64.
Oh, do you like it? Oh, I don't know. 65.
It was pretty interesting. 66. Yeah? I almost fell asleep. 67.
I mean, I've never been on a jury before. 68.
No? I've sat on many juries. 69. What gets me is the way those lawyers talk and talk and talk. 70.
Even when it's an open and shut case like this one. 71.
Did you ever hear so much talk about nothing? 72. Well, I guess they're entitled. 73.
Yeah. They're entitled. It's the system, but. 74. If you ask me, I'd slap those tough kids down before they start any trouble. 75.
It would save us a lot of time and money. 76.
Hey, let's get started. That's a good idea. 77.
Man and head, yeah, let's get going, huh? We probably all got things to do here. 78. I figured we'd start out with a 5-minute break. There's one gentleman in the bathroom. 79.
Mr. Foreman. Huh? 80. Are we gonna sit in order? Gee, I don't know. 81.
Well, I guess so. 82.
You're in my seat. 83.
Oh. Excuse me. That's all right. 84.
Hey, that's not a bad view, huh? 85.
What did you think of the case? 86.
I mean, it had a lot of interest for me. 87.
No real dead spots. You know what I mean? 88.
I tell you, we were lucky to get a murder case. 89.
I figured as for an assault or burglary. 90.
Boy, they can be the dullest. 91. Sniffs 92.
Hey. 93.
At the Woolworth building. 94.
That's right. 95.
Chuckles. Isn't that funny? 96. You know, I've lived here all my life. I've never been inside that. 97. Man with cold. If you had to sort out all that junk. 98. Like that thing with the movies. 99. Man with hat, yeah. You can say that again. And what about that business with the knife? 100.
I mean, asking grown-up people to believe that kind of jazz, huh? 101.
Well, I expected that. You know what we're dealing with. 102.
Yeah, I guess so. Blows nose. 103. Well, your horn works. Now try your lights. 104.
Laughs. 105.
What do you got? A cold? And how? 106.
These hot weather colds can kill you. 107.
I can hardly touch my nose. You know what I mean? 108. I sure do. I just got over one. 109. Aw, come on. Mr. Foreman, let's go here, huh? Snapping fingers. 110.
Well, that guy's still in the bathroom. 111. Hey, what's new? I didn't get a chance to see the paper this morning. 112. HMM. 113. I was only wondering how the market closed. 114. You got a seat on the exchange. 115.
I'm a broker. 116.
I run a messenger service, the back end call company. 117.
The name is my wife's idea. 118.
Got 37 men working. Started with nothing. 119.
Okay, men, let's take our seats, huh? 120.
Chattering. 121. Yeah, we can all get out of here, pretty quick, huh? 122. I don't know about the rest of you, but I happen to have tickets to that ball game tonight. 123. Yanks and Cleveland. 124.
Yeah, we got this kid, Majaluski, in there. 125.
Ooh, he's a real bull, this kid. 126.
You know, Foom. 127. A real jug handle, you know? 128.
Foom. 129.
You're a real baseball fan, aren't you? Huh? Yeah. 130.
Where do we sit here? 131. Well, I thought we'd sit in order, you know, by jury numbers. 132. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so on, around the table. 133. If that's okay with you, gentlemen. 134.
Sure. What's the difference? 135.
I think it's reasonable to sit in order. Let it be. 136.
Number 12. Do I sit down here? Yeah. That's 12. We go around. 137.
We start with you. 1, right? 1, yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 138. What was your impression of the prosecuting attorney? 139.
Okay. 2. You're 2. 140. I beg pardon? 141.
I thought he was really sharp, the way he handled all those points one by one. 142. Logical sequence. I was very impressed. 143.
I think he did an expert job. 144.
A lot of drive too, you know? Real drive. 145.
Okay, fellas, can we hold it down a minute? Sure. 146. Fellas. Taps on table. 147.
Say, we'd like to get started. Gentlemen at the window. 148.
We'd like to get started. Oh, I'm sorry. 149.
Pretty tough to figure, isn't it? Kid kills his father, bing, just like that. 150.
Listen, you analyze the figures, you'll see it happens all the time. 151.
They let those kids run wild up there. 152.
Well, maybe it serves them right. You know what I mean. 153. Is everyone here? 154.
The old man is inside. 155.
Oh, would you knock on the door for him? 156.
You a Yankee fan? 157.
No. Baltimore. 158.
Baltimore? Yeah. 159.
That's like being hit in the head with a crowbar once a day. 160.
Chuckles. 161.
Who have they got? 162.
No, I mean, who have they got besides good groundskeepers? 163.
Foreman, say, we'd like to get started. 164.
Oh, forgive me, gentlemen. I didn't mean to keep you waiting. 165.
Baltimore. 166.
Okay, gentlemen, if I can have your attention. 167.
You fellas can handle this thing any way that you want to. 168. I'm, you know, I'm not gonna make any rules. 169.
We can, well, discuss it first, and, then vote on it. 170.
That's, of course, that's, one way. 171.
And, well, we can vote on it right now, and. 172.
I think it's customary to take a preliminary vote. 173.
Yeah, let's vote. Who knows? Maybe we all can get out of here, huh? 174.
175.
Okay, then I think that, 176.
Of course you know that we have a first-degree murder charge here. 177.
And if we vote the accused guilty? 178.
We've got to send him to the chair. 179.
That's mandatory. I think we know that. 180. Let's see who's where. We might as well. 181.
Okay. Anyone doesn't want to vote? All right with me. 182. Okay. Then, just remember that this has to be 12-0 either way. 183.
That's the law. 184.
Okay, are we ready? 185.
Now, all those voting guilty, please raise your hands. 186.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 187. 8, 9, 10, 11. 188.
Okay. That's 11 guilty. 189. Those voting not guilty. 190.
1. Right. 191. That's 11 guilty. 1 not guilty. 192.
Well, now we know where we are. 193.
Boy. Oh, boy. There's always one. Laughing. 194.
So, what do we do now? 195. Well, I guess we talk. 196. Boy. Oh, boy. 197.
You really think he's innocent? 198.
I don't know. 199. I mean, you sat in court with the rest of us. You heard what we did. 200.
The kid's a dangerous killer. You could see it. 201. He's 18 years old. 202.
Well, that's old enough. E. 203.
He stabbed his own father, 4 inches into the chest. 204. They proved it, a dozen different ways in court. 205.
Would you like me to list them for you? 206.
No. 207.
Then what do you want? 208.
I just want to talk. What's there to talk about? 209.
11 men in air think he's guilty. 210. No one had to think about it twice, except you. 211.
I want to ask you something. Do you believe his story? 212.
I don't know whether I believe it or not. Maybe I don't. 213. So how come you vote not guilty? 214. Well, there were 11 votes for guilty. 215.
It's not easy to raise my hand and send a boy off to die. 216. Without talking about it first. 217.
Well, now, who says it's easy? No one. 218.
What? Just because I voted fast. 219.
I honestly think the guy's guilty. 220. You couldn't change my mind if you talked for 100 years. 221.
I'm not trying to change your mind. It's just that. 222. We're talking about somebody's life here. 223.
We can't decide it in 5 minutes. Supposing we're wrong. 224.
Supposing we're wrong. 225.
Supposing this whole building should fall down on my head. 226.
You can suppose anything. That's right. 227.
Look, what's the difference how long it takes? 228. Suppose we do it in 5 minutes. So what? 229.
Let's take an hour. 230. The ball game doesn't start till 8:00. 231. HMM? 232. Who's got something to say? 233. I'm willing to sit for an hour. 234.
Great. I heard a pretty good story last night. 235. That's not why we're sitting here. 236.
All right, then you tell me. What are we sitting here for? 237. I don't know. Maybe no reason. 238.
Look, this kid's been kicked around all of his life. 239.
You know, born in a slum, mother dead since he was 9. 240.
He lived for a year and a half in an orphanage when his 241. His father was serving a jail term for forgery. 242. It's not a very happy beginning. 243.
He's a wild, angry kid. 244. That's all he's ever been. And you know why? 245.
'Cause he's been hit on the head by somebody, once a day every day. 246.
He's had a pretty miserable 18 years. 247.
I just think we owe him a few words, that's all. 248.
I don't mind telling you this, mister. We don't owe him a thing. 249. He got a fair trial, didn't he? What do you think that trial cost? 250. He's lucky he got it. You know what I mean? Juror 7. You know it. 251.
Now, look, we're all grown-ups in here. 252.
We heard the facts, didn't we? 253.
You're not gonna tell me that we're supposed to believe this kid, knowing what he island 254. Listen, I've lived among them all my life. 255.
You can't believe a word they say. You know that. 256.
I mean, they're born liars. 257. Only an ignorant man can believe that. Now listen. 258. Do you think you were born with a monopoly on the truth? 259.
I think certain things should be pointed out to this man. 260.
Juror 7, come on. This isn't Sunday. We don't need a sermon. 261.
Foreman, come on. We have a job to do. Now let's do it. 262.
Rice Pops. It's a product I work on at the agency. 263.
The breakfast with the built-in bounce, 264.
I wrote that line. Very catchy. 265. Yeah. Say, do you mind? 266.
Oh, I'm sorry. 267.
I have this habit of doodling. Keeps me thinking clearly. 268. Yeah, we have all this work to do. 269. There's no point staying here forever. Sorry. 270.
Okay. 271.
Perhaps if the gentleman down there, who's disagreeing with us. 272. Well, perhaps you could tell us why. You know, let us know what you're thinking. 273.
And we might be able to show you where you're mixed up. 274.
Well, look, maybe this is an idea. 275.
Now, I haven't given it much thought, but it seems to me. 276.
That it's up to the group of us to convince this gentleman that he's wrong and we're right. 277.
Now, maybe if we each took a couple of minutes just to. 278.
Well, it was just a quick idea. 279.
No. That's a good one. 280. Suppose we go once around the table. 281.
I guess you're first. Oh. 282. Well, 283.
Well, it's hard to put into words. 284.
I just think he's guilty. 285. I thought it was obvious from the word go. 286.
I mean, nobody proved otherwise. 287.
Nobody is to prove otherwise. 288. The burden of proof's on the prosecution. 289. The defendant doesn't even have to open his mouth. 290. That's in the Constitution. Oh, well, sure, I know that. 291. What I meant was, is 292.
Well, I just think he's guilty. 293.
I mean, somebody saw him do it. 294.
Okay. Here's what I think, and I have no personal feelings about this. 295.
I just want to talk about facts. 296. Number 1. Notebook rustles. 297.
The old man lived downstairs under the room where the killing took place. 298.
At 10 minutes after 12 o'clock, on the night of the killing. 299.
He heard loud noises, said it sounded like a fight. 300.
And he heard the kid yell out, "I'm gonna kill ya." 301.
A second later, he heard a body hit the floor. 302.
Ran to the door, opened it up. 303.
Saw the kid running down the stairs and out of the house. 304.
Called the police. 305.
They came in, found the old man with a knife in his chest. 306. The coroner fixed the time of death around midnight. 307.
Now these are facts. You can't refute facts. 308.
The kid is guilty. 309.
I'm just as sentimental as the next fella. 310. I know he's only 18, but he's still gotta pay for what he did. 311.
Juror 7, I'm with you. 312. Foreman, okay. Are you finished? 313.
Yeah. Right. Next. 314.
It is obvious, to me anyway, that the boy's entire story was flimsy. 315. He claimed he was at the movies during the time of the killing. 316.
And yet, 1 hour later, he couldn't remember the names of the films he saw. 317.
Or who played in them. Juror 3, that's right. 318.
And no one saw him going in or out of the theater. 319.
Listen, what about the woman across the street? 320.
If her testimony don't prove it, nothing does. 321.
That's right. She was the one who actually saw the killing. 322.
Foreman now, fellas, please. Let's go in order here. 323.
Just a minute. Here's a woman, coughing. 324.
Here's a woman who is lying in bed. She can't sleep. 325.
She's dying with the heat. You know what I mean? 326. Anyway, she looks out the window. 327. And right across the street she sees the kid stick the knife into his father. 328. Deep breath. The time is 12:10 on the nose. 329.
Everything fits. 330.
Look, she's known the kid all his life. 331.
His window is right opposite hers, across the L tracks. 332.
And she swore she saw him do it. 333.
Through the windows of the passing L train. Right. 334. This L train had no passengers on it. It was just being moved downtown. 335.
The lights were out, remember? And they proved in court that, at night. 336.
You can look through the windows of an L train when the lights are out. 337.
And see what's happening on the other side. 338. They proved it. I'd like to ask you something. 339.
You don't believe the boy's story. How come you believe the woman's? 340.
She's one of them too, isn't she? 341.
You're a pretty smart fella, aren't you? 342. Okay, gentlemen. Now. 343.
Now, gentlemen. Come on. Sit down. 344.
Oh, what's he so wise about? I'm telling you. 345. Foreman, okay, now come on. Now we're not gonna get anywhere fighting. 346.
Whose turn is it next? 347.
Juror 12. His. Number 5. 348.
Okay, can I pass? Bit. 349.
That's your privilege. 350. How about the next gentleman? 351.
I don't know. 352.
I started to be convinced, you know, very early in the case. 353.
You see, I was looking for a motive. That's very important. 354.
Because if you don't have a motive, where's your case, right? 355.
Anyway, that, testimony from those people. 356.
In the apartment across the hall, from the kid's apartment. 357.
That was very powerful. 358.
Didn't they say something about a fight and an argument? 359.
Between the old man and his son, around about, 7:00 that night? 360.
I mean, I could be wrong. But it was 8:00. 361.
It was 8:00, that's right. They heard an argument. 362. They couldn't hear what it was about. 363. Then they heard the father hit the boy twice. 364.
Coughing. Finally, they saw the boy run angrily out of the house. 365. What does that prove? 366.
Well, it don't exactly prove anything. It's just part of the picture. 367.
Well, you said it provided a motive. The prosecuting attorney said the same thing. 368.
I don't think that was a very strong motive. 369.
This boy's been hit so many times in his life that violence is practically 370. It's a normal state of affairs with him. 371.
I can't see two slaps in the face provoking him into committing murder. 372.
It may have been too many. Everyone has a breaking point. 373.
Foreman, anything else? 374.
No. Okay. 375. How about you? 376.
I don't know. It's all been said. 377.
You can talk here forever. It's still the same thing. 378.
This kid is 5-0. 379.
Well, look at his record. 380.
When he was 10, he was in children's court. 381.
He threw a rock at a teacher. 382.
When he was 15, he was in reform school. 383. He stole a car. 384.
He's been arrested for mugging. 385.
He was picked up twice for knife fighting. 386.
Oh, yeah, they say he's real handy with a knife. 387.
Scoffs. Oh, this is a very fine boy. 388.
Ever since he was 5 years old, his father beat him up regularly. 389.
He used his fists. Well, so would I. 390. A kid like that. Scoffs. 391. It's these kids, the way they are nowadays. 392.
When I was a kid, I used to call my father sir. 393.
That's right. Sir. 394.
Do you ever hear a kid call his father that anymore? 395.
Juror 8. Fathers don't seem to think it's important anymore. 396.
You got any kids? 397.
I got one. 398.
22 years old. 399. Murmurs. 400. When he was 9 years old, he ran away from a fight. 401.
I saw it. I was so embarrassed, I almost threw up. 402.
I said, I'm gonna make a man out of you, if I have to break you in two trying. 403.
Well, I made a man out of him. 404. When he was 16, we had a fight. 405.
Hit me in the jaw. He was a big kid. 406. I haven't seen him for 2 years. 407.
Scoffs, kids. 408.
Work your heart out. 409.
Well, let's get going. 410.
44. I think we're missing the point here. 411.
This boy, let's say he's the product of a broken home in a filthy neighborhood. 412.
We can't help that. We are here to decide whether he's innocent or guilty. 413.
Not to go into the reasons why he grew up the way he did. 414.
He was born in a slum. Slums are breeding grounds for criminals. 415.
I know it, and so do you. 416.
It's no secret children from slum backgrounds are potential menaces to society. 417.
Now I think, brother, you can say that again. 418. The kids who crawl out of these places are real trash. 419.
I don't want any part of them. I'm telling you. Listen, mister. Listen. 420.
I've lived in a slum all my life. Wait a minute. 421.
Please, I played in backyards that were filled with garbage. 422.
I mean, maybe you can still smell it on me. 423.
Or can't now. Listen, sonny. 424.
Foreman, come on now. There's nothing personal about this. 425.
No, there was something personal. Aw, come on, fella. He didn't mean you. 426.
Let's not be so sensitive. 427. This sensitivity I can understand. 428. Okay, look, let's stop the arguing. We're only wasting time, and... 429. Look, your turn down there. Let's go. 430. Oh, I didn't expect a turn. I thought you were all gonna try to convince me. 431.
Wasn't that the idea? Check. That was the idea. 432.
Oh, I forgot about that. He's right. What difference does it make? 433.
He's the one who's keeping us in here. Let's hear what he's got to say. 434.
Oh, now wait a minute. We decided to do this a certain way. 435. I think we ought to stick to that way. 436.
Oh, stop being a kid, will you? 437.
What do you mean a kid? What do you think I mean? 438.
K.I.D. kid. 439.
What? Listen, just because I'm trying to keep this thing organized. 440.
Here, you take it. You take on the responsibility. 441.
I'll keep my mouth shut. That's all. 442.
What are you getting so hot about? calm down, will you? 443.
Don't tell me to calm down. 444. Here. You wanna take the chair, just take the chair. That's all. 445.
Did you ever see such a thing? See if you can keep it running. 446.
Listen, you think it's funny or something? Hey, forget it, fella. 447.
The whole thing's unimportant. Come on. 448.
Unimportant? Oh, here, you try it. No, nobody wants to change. 449.
You're doing a beautiful job. Sit down. 450.
Juror 7. Yeah, you're doing great. Just great, fella. 451. You stay in there and pitch. You know? 452. All right. Let's hear from somebody. 453. Juror 8. Well, if you want me to tell you how I feel about it, it's all right with me. 454.
Boy, I don't care what you do. 455.
All right, I don't have anything brilliant. 456.
I only know as much as you do. 457.
According to the testimony, the boy looks guilty. Maybe he is. 458. I sat there in court for 6 days, listening while the evidence built up. 459.
Everybody sounded so positive, you know? 460. I began to get a peculiar feeling about this trial. 461.
I mean, nothing is that positive. 462.
There are a lot of questions I'd have liked to ask. 463.
I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't have meant anything. But, 464.
I began to get the feeling that the defense counsel, 465,
wasn't conducting a thorough enough cross-examination. 466.
I mean, he let too many things go by, little things that. 467.
What little things? Listen, when these fellas don't ask questions. 468.
It's because they know the answers already, and they figure they'll be hurt. 469. Maybe it's also possible for a lawyer to be just plain stupid, isn't it? 470.
I mean, it's possible. 471.
You sound like you met my brother-in-law once. 472.
Chuckles, coughs. 473.
I kept putting myself in the kid's place. 474.
I'd have asked for another lawyer, I think. 475.
I mean, if I was on trial for my life. 476. I'd want my lawyer to tear the prosecution, witnesses to shreds, or at least try to. 477. Look, there was one alleged eyewitness to this killing. 478.
Someone else claims he heard the killing, saw the boy run out afterwards. 479.
And there was a lot of circumstantial evidence. 480.
But actually, those two witnesses were the entire case for the prosecution. 481.
Supposing they're wrong. 482.
What do you mean, supposing they're wrong? 483.
What's the point of having witnesses at all? 484.
Could they be wrong? What are you trying to say? 485.
Those people sat on the stand under oath. 486.
They're only people. People make mistakes. 487.
Could they be wrong? 488. Well, no, I don't think so. Do you know so? 489.
Oh, come on. Nobody can know a thing like that. 490.
This isn't an exact science. 491.
That's right. It isn't. 492.
Okay, let's get to the point. 493. What about the switched knife they found in the old man's chest? 494.
Wait a minute. There's some people who haven't talked yet. 495.
Shouldn't we go in order? They'll get a chance to talk. 496. Be quiet a second, will you? 497.
What about it, this? 498.
The knife this fine upright boy admitted buying the night of the killing. 499. Let's talk about it. 500. All right, let's talk about it. Let's get it in here and look at it. 501.
I'd like to see it again, Mr. Foreman. 502.
Juror 3, we all saw what it looked like. Why do we have to see it again? 503. Juror 4, the gentleman has a right to see exhibits in evidence. 504.
Key turns and lock. 505.
Say, could you bring us the knife? 506. Knife? Yeah. Thank you. 507. The knife and the way it was bought is pretty strong evidence, don't you think? 508.
I do. Good. 509.
Now, suppose we take these facts, one at a time. 510. 1. The boy admitted going out of the house at 8 o'clock on the night of the murder. 511.
After being slapped several times by his father. 512.
No, he didn't say slapped. He said punched. 513.
There's a difference between a slap and a punch. 514.
After being hit several times by his father. 515.
2. He went directly to a neighborhood junk shop. 516.
Where he bought one of those switch knives. 517.
Switchblade knives. 518.
This wasn't what you'd call an ordinary knife. 519.
It had a very unusual carved handle and blade. 520.
The storekeeper who sold it to him. 521.
Said it was the only one of its kind he had ever had in stock. 522. 3. He met some friends of his in front of a tavern about 8:45. 523.
Am I right so far? 524. Yes, you are. You bet he is. 525.
He talked with his friends for about an hour, leaving them at 9:45. 526. During this time, they saw the switch knife. 527.
4. 528.
They identified the death weapon in court. 529. As that very same knife. 535. He arrived home at about 10:00. 531.
Now this is where the stories offered by the state and the boy. 532.
Begin to diverge slightly. 533.
He claims that he went to a movie at about 11:30. 534.
Returning home at 3:10 to find his father dead and himself arrested. 535.
He also claims that the two detectives who arrested him. 536.
Threw him down a half a flight of stairs. 537. Now, what happened to the switch knife? 538.
He claims that it fell through a hole in his pocket on the way to the movies. 539. Sometime between 11:30 and 3:10, and that he never saw it again. 540. Now there's a tale, gentlemen. 541.
I think it's quite clear that the boy never went to the movies that night. 542.
No one in the house saw him go out at 11:30. 543.
No one at the theater identified him. 544.
He couldn't even remember the names of the pictures he saw. 545.
Key turns and lock. 546.
What actually happened is this. Thank you. 547. The boy stayed home, had another fight with his father. 548.
Stabbed him to death, and left the house at 10 minutes after 12 o'clock. 549.
He even remembered to wipe the knife clean of fingerprints. 550.
Now are you trying to tell me that this knife, 551, really fell through a hole in the boy's pocket? 552. Someone picked it up off the street, went to the boy's house. 553.
And stabbed his father with it, just to test its sharpness? 554. No. I'm just saying it's possible the boy lost his knife. 555.
And that somebody else stabbed his father with a similar knife. 556. It's just possible. 557.
Take a look at this knife. 558.
It's a very unusual knife. 559. I've never seen one like it. 560.
Neither had the storekeeper, who sold it to the boy. 561.
Aren't you asking us to accept a pretty incredible coincidence? 562. I'm just saying a coincidence is possible. 563.
And I say it's not possible. 564. Where did that come from? Others clamoring. 565.
Where do you get that? It's the same knife. 566. What do you think you're doing? 567. Where did you get it? 568.
I went out walking for a couple of hours last night. 569.
I walked through the boy's neighborhood. 570.
I bought that at a little pawn shop, just 2 blocks from the boy's house. 571.
It cost $6. 572.
It's against the law to buy or sell switchblade knives. 573.
That's right. I broke the law. 574.
Listen, you pulled a real bright trick. Now, supposing you tell me what it proves. 575.
Maybe there are 10 knives like that. So what? 576. Maybe there are. Well, what does it mean? 577.
You found another knife like it. What's that? The discovery of the age or something? 578.
You mean you're asking us to believe that somebody else did the stabbing? 579.
With exactly the same kind of knife? 580.
The odds are 1,000,000 to 1. 581.
It's possible, but not very probable. 582.
Okay, fellas, let's take our seats. 583.
There's no point in standing around, all over the place. 584.
All chattering. 585. You know, it's interesting that he'd find a knife exactly like the one the boy bought. 586.
What's interesting about it? Interesting. 587.
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. 588.
There are still 11 of us here who think he's guilty. 589.
Juror 10, right. What do you think you're gonna accomplish? 590.
You're not gonna change anybody's mind. 591.
So if you want to be stubborn and hang this jury, go ahead. 592.
The kid will be tried again and found guilty sure as he's born. 593. That's probably right. 594.
So what are you gonna do? You know, we could be here all night. 595.
Juror 9, it's only one night. A boy may die. 596. Well, why don't we just set up house here, huh? 597.
Someone send for Potsy the policeman and get a pinochle deck. 598.
And, we'll just sweat the whole thing out right here. 599.
Laughter. 600.
I don't think he ought to joke about it. What do you want me to do about it? 601.
Oh, listen.